You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
No, that's Todd Michaels. Yeah. Good call, though. I could see that. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Just having a sidebar here with my guest, Kalen Cole. We are kicking off Act 2 here. It is great to have you with me. I'm live in Madison tonight, and I always love coming to Madison to do the show. It's just so much fun. Sitting in for Conrad tonight is Dom. Dom, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. You know, this is the second time I've been working with you, and this won't be the last.
No restraining orders have happened yet. There's
not
nothing.
Yet.
All right, good.
Well, we'll see. You know,
I think I treat people fairly, right?
I think you do. Yeah, you
at
do.
At least to their face. I might say stuff when I leave here, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You leave feeling good about yourself.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what's important. If you missed the first hour, folks, you missed some conversation about, what was the name of that place again? Smut and Eggs.
Oh,
this
yep.
is a place where you can go and have brunch and watch a porno film. I think, I don't know about the business model, but they've been, I said I can't even watch a PG-13 movie and eat.
It's just, it's absolutely crazy. I've said this before, but I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Zommers and Todd Alba and I are going to check this out, and we'll be back with a full report. We also, our question of the night, we got a good one tonight, folks. You're in a hotel, it's very late, and you should go to sleep, but this movie is on. What is the movie? This happened to me last night. It was like midnight. I was ready to hit the sack early. I turn on the TV, and Goodfellas is on. So, flash forward. Remember that from last night?
I do. Yeah.
You ever meet people who say flash forward instead of fast forward?
Yes.
Flash forward. What's a flash forward?
And you're like, what? I don't understand.
Interdimensional travel or something. But I ended up watching the entire movie. So that's our question of the night. We've gotten some really good responses tonight. Please share what you would watch in opposition to going to bed. And I will read your text on the radio. And that's exciting, folks. You can put that on a resume. I had my text read on Nightlight with Pete Chwaba because I watched, Bachelor Party in a hotel room one night. So we'll do that. Susan Kearns is here at 7:35. We're going to talk Milwaukee Film. They have a really cool program called Cinematic Sisterhood. Milwaukee Film does some incredible things in the city of Milwaukee, building community and educating people about the arts. And right now, we're going to get back to our current interview. Kalen Cole, singer-songwriter, is here. She is originally from Wisconsin, has made her home in Nashville for, what, 6 years now?
Almost six, yeah.
Wow. So how is it different? Like, when you come here, do you feel differently? Does this feel like home, or is it still just the road to you? Like,
this is home to me.
Okay.
I, you know, have a few friends from high school that I still like to see and everything, but I've made friends since being on the road. I actually just went out with a couple of friends that I met at Ishnala, which is in the Dells, and it's a supper club, and they work there, but I've made friends along the road, which is nice. But Nashville's like somewhat like home, but more like I'm building my career there, and I'm just aware of that.
Does it feel like home to you in Nashville?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard because like home is where my family is.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're all up here. So
right.
I try to make it as homey as possible. But it always seems like home back here.
Interesting. All right. So you've been singing since you were really young. You mentioned community theater.
I know.
I read in your bio you did karaoke and
I
loved
did.
It and crushed and won contests. Talk a little bit about, and then I love what I read, that your dad was a musician and your uncle was in a band when you were young. So you were exposed to this very young. Talk about the influence, you just mentioned your family. Talk about the influence they've had on your musical career.
Yeah, well, my dad has just been very extroverted his whole life. So I really think that looking how he acted and watching that when I was younger really helped me know how to network with people and speak with people and just be extroverted. Because you kind of have to be, especially if you're representing yourself in the music industry. But my dad used to be a DJ when he was in college. So that was kind of his music portion. My uncle was, we were very close when I was younger just because he lived closer to home. And so did I, obviously. But I looked up to him because he was in a band and he played guitar and drums. And he just was always practicing, if not playing. And we would go to his shows sometimes. And I just like the kid allowed shows. Because usually he was in bars. There's not going to be a 3-year-old in a bar. Well, in Wisconsin, you never know.
Yeah. They can legally drink. You can legally drink at 3 if your parents are there.
Which is wild.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But yeah, so I was just always around that. Other than that, my great-grandma sang in church, but that's it. So nobody else is musical.
That's a lot, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know? My brother Asher, he sings in the shower, and he's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't we all good in the shower, though, when we sing? I sound amazing in the shower. Yeah. I can sing the entire Les Mis show, and it sounds beautiful.
You know what's funny, though? I really don't sing in the shower.
Well, you're a real singer, though. I mean, you don't have to. You already know you sound good.
You don't warm up.
The rest of us need the acoustics of the shower, I think. I know you're a fan of High School Musical, too, from reading your bio, and you sing Troy Bolton songs.
Yeah. Heck yeah, I'm not gonna stop till you get my shot. Yeah, High School Musical 2 is the best one. I don't know, I don't care what anybody says. It's the best one.
You have another new song. I would love it if you play for us, if you're so inclined.
Speaking of High School Musical, no, just kidding. Yeah, this one I wrote with my friend Nick Haynes down in Nashville, and it's called Renovation. And I actually wrote it based on a conversation my brother and I had.
Cool.
So.
All right, here's Kaylin Cole live in the studio, folks.
Passing by, you wouldn't think much of it. It sits pretty on a hill. The front door's hiding lies until. You walk inside, the walls are caving in. Each room is keeping secrets. Takes more than paint to make it all brand new. Need a carpenter kind of view. 'Cause my foundation set on shaky ground. 'Cause I kept
That is great.
Thank you.
Dom's clapping. You can hear Dom clapping.
Ayo. Yeah.
Very nice. So this will be on the new release in July too, correct?
Actually, no. So that's more.
That's
more
really a, new then.
Yeah, really new. I wrote this one about 4 weeks ago. But this one's going to probably be out next year sometime.
Okay. So. Oh, that's a great song. I love that song.
Thank you.
You have such a great voice too. It complements your guitar playing so well.
Thank you.
I still have trouble with the bar chords.
Oh, me too.
Do you really?
Yeah. Didn't you hear it?
No, I didn't. Then you do one where you just hold one finger down for those three strings.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know
that's
how
an
you
a.
do. You know, why do you do that instead of the three fingers?
Just because it's easier, easier if you're going to go here and then here. So,
that's impressive.
Yeah, all right. It's all the mechanics around it. I don't know. I'm still learning every day.
You play piano too, though. And
I do.
You said in an article that I read about you that you, you write better with the piano, but you like the way the guitar sounds better. Explain that. That's interesting.
Yeah. I love how you do your homework too, Pete. Props to you.
I'm terrible students, except about stuff I really like music and.
Well, so I said that in an interview a couple years ago, and what I meant by that was, I love how the soul is drawn out of me with piano.
Yeah.
And I can apply that on guitar, after I write it, but sometimes it's hard to find the soul.
Wow.
On the guitar, unless you specifically write that way. Which at that time I didn't. So
that's a really great answer. Well, I have one more writing question for you. When do you write? Do you have a specific time every day? Do you write when the mood catches you? Do you have a process or is it sort of open-ended?
So I'm always open to ideas that come to me. And what I do, I have a little note on my notes app and I write it down.
Okay.
And I'll write a little bit of, like, let's say it's this next song that I'm coming out with on my record in October. It's called Holding On to Hope. Okay. And so when I got that idea, which was actually in the shower, I wrote it down after I got out because, that would have been a little messy. I got out, wrote it down, but then I also wrote what it would have been about next to it so I could remember that idea. And then I went into a room with specific people who I know that would just crush that song.
Oh, so it's like a group
collaboration? Yeah, so it's a collaboration, but I'm always open to ideas.
That's excellent. I've got some song ideas.
Really?
Slip them your way.
We should write. Yes. I'll give you 50%.
Well, 50%?
Yeah, it's usually how it works.
I've been looking for someone to compose this song I had. I'll just give you the title. It's What Is This Thing on My Foot? Can we do something with that?
Depends on what that means. I don't know. Is it catchy?
I don't know where that came from. I find it's hard for me to talk about feet. That's why I went
I hate feet.
Completely out of left field. I was not ready for that whatsoever.
Tom, I hate feet.
Stay on your toes. I like feet for their purpose, but yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Can you stay for a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. We're coming right back with Kaylin Cole. Susan Kearns is here at 7:35 talking Milwaukee Film. We're hanging out in the studio here in Madison. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. We're coming right back. When I come back to the room, everything goes zoom, zoom. I turn my amp up loud to get a play. It was late at evening, and I blew that room away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. We got a text from Steady Eddie. He's in the 608. Kaylin, you mentioned Living on a Prayer before, so Steady Eddie tailored his text around what he heard. He says, Living on a Prayer, that is the song title of your songwriter's first big hit. She can work out the lyrics and melody. All I want is 25% of all the proceeds. You're welcome, Steady Eddie. Sorry, Steady Eddie. Get in line, buddy. She's writing What Is This Thing on My Foot first.
Yeah, sorry. Priorities.
Get in line, pal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Steady Eddie. That is awesome. And then Andrea from Grafton says, The Shining or Psycho are hotel room movies, or you could just watch the news. That would be worse than The Shining or Psycho. But thank you, Andrea. We've got a few more minutes.
She's not bad, or she's not wrong.
No, I totally agree. The news is much more horrifying.
It's terrible.
Kaylin Cole is here for a few more minutes. She's joining us in studio. She is back here in her home state of Wisconsin playing several shows this weekend that you have to go and follow her. We kind of gave people the basics, but
yeah,
they should follow you and find out where these shows are.
Yeah, please.
You talked about in Green Bay, you had this obsession at the moment with stand-up comedy.
I still do
find you very funny, but why would you... Why would you make a career jump like that? You've got like 8 years in the music business.
Yeah.
I think you were doing it tongue in cheek.
But I don't know. I feel like it would be, I mean, comedy alone is hard, but like clean-ish comedy is harder. Mm-hmm. Like, what's his name? Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
People love him. But his stuff is clean, and it's so funny, though, too.
Right.
But I would love to do, I don't know, like, somebody told J-Lo that she couldn't dance, sing, and act. And she said, watch this,
yeah.
You know? So I'm like, comedy's just so fun for me to consume, but also I would just love to do it. I had a show in December of last year. I was going to say a couple months back. But there was a comedy ramble in Nashville at Zany's.
Yeah.
In Nashville. And so they had asked me to play 5 songs of my own at the end of that comedy ramble.
Oh, nice.
So everybody was already attentive and tuned in. And I played and cracked my own jokes. And I was like, wow, maybe I could do this. Like, yeah. And it was such a good time.
I have to share this. I did a show called Comedy on the Road in the 90s. There was all these A&E shows.
You know,
the Improv,
that's cool.
Caroline's.
Yeah.
And then I did Comedy on the Road at Nashville and Zany's,
yeah.
Or at Zany's in Nashville. And I loved all the Zany's in Chicago. That's where I started doing mm-hmm. stand-up. And then I got there and it was on TV and it was not a good set.
No?
No, nobody did great, but I felt like I did worse than everybody. So I don't know if I insulted people somehow. I did wear a big cowboy hat and boots. Maybe they thought I was trying to fit
into... Hey, dude.
I had a big piece of straw in my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I rubbed people the wrong way.
That's hilarious because the second song coming out of my album, which is going to be in August, is called Try in Country. And it's about me writing about all the fake cowboys and cowgirls in Nashville.
There has to be a lot of them.
So many
right.
of them.
Posers.
It's like, just be yourself,
yeah.
You know? And, you know, I might get some hate for the song, but it's how I felt.
Yeah, and you went there when you were 18, so you're like a true, you're doing this, you're authentic.
Yeah, maybe I don't sound like I'm 100% from Wisconsin anymore, but that just naturally rubbed off, but I'm not like, hey y'all, how you doing? or singing with a twang in my songs. I don't do that because I don't have a twang when I talk, so why would I do that?
What do you listen to when you're not playing?
Actually, I have only been listening to like... Forrest Frank recently, if you know who that is. Do you know who that is?
Tom? I don't, but I'm going to look him up right now.
Yeah.
Go to the Google.
Forrest Frank?
Forrest Frank. He's so good. And if my boyfriend's listening, he's going to be shaking his head because that's all I play in the car. And he's like, God, help me.
What is he, country?
No, he's actually like Christian right now. And he does stuff with like Thomas Rhett. And he's done a bunch of collabs. And he's really good. He was from the band Surfaces, but then went his own way. So, but then also Brandon Lake. I love listening to him. Jelly Roll. It's cool.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton, obviously.
Mostly country.
Yeah. Mostly country, mostly Christian, some Christian country.
You have a religious background. I don't hear, I hear spirituality in your music, but not blatant religious lyrics. And I would not have guessed that about you, that you're religious, mostly because of the way you behave. But I've always liked artists that do that.
Yeah.
Like, their music is very spiritual, but it's not like over the top, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I just try to, recently I've been trying to live it out more, you know? And parents always say, do what I say, not do as I do, but I'm trying to do what I do, you know? Trying to be, I don't know, so many people nowadays are looking for answers and like looking in the crazy directions as to what is the answer to my life and purpose. And I'm just trying to, you know, kind of help people in that realm as much as I can, I guess.
I think authenticity as an artist, you can't ever fake it.
No.
And people will, you know.
You can smell fakeness a mile away.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And even people you might think, oh, they're not going to know this, but people know. They're like juries.
Yeah.
You know, they get they can sense when someone's not being real or is not being authentic. Mm-hmm. Do you have a movie you can't turn off if you were in a hotel? You must stay in a lot of hotels. If it's late at night, what is a movie that Kayla and Cole can't turn off?
So I would have to say Twilight.
Oh, that's... No, listen.
I'm one of those people.
I have to say, I found that movie really, I got dragged to it by my wife, but I was like kind of hypnotized by it.
Really?
I thought it was kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, the soundtrack is just amazing, though. I just love the soundtrack. And I would say that or there's like this Holy Water commercial that if you buy this Holy Water, you'll get like Uber's amount of money. It's such a scam, but it's always on in hotel rooms and I think it's hilarious.
Kaylin Cole, knock them dead this weekend. Blow the roof off the places. And please come back again soon. I love having you on the show.
Yes,
you're
likewise.
Uber talented.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work and break a leg.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always. Kaylin Cole, folks, check her out this weekend if you're in the Madison area. Follow her on social media. We are coming right back to talk some Milwaukee film. It's Peach Fava and Nightlight live in Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network. Kaylin is dancing. Is that the... No, this... Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, folks. I am Pete Schwabe, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you live from downtown Madison on a gorgeous summer night here in our state's capital. Thank you to Kaylin Cole for being on the show. Our question of the night, if you want to quickly get a text in, we'll catch up on text in just a few minutes. You're in a hotel, it's very late, and you should go to sleep, but this movie is on. What is the movie? I can't believe Shining and Psycho. Those would not be.
That is, yeah. It's just not me either. Bed.
Better than the news, though. But let us know, and I will read your text on the radio. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight someone who's been here a couple times before, or at least once before. She is the executive director of Milwaukee Film, and she joins us now to talk about a really cool thing they have going on. Susan Kearns joins us over the phone. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? It's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited to be here again.
So, all right, you have this, first of all, I love this title, Cinematic Sisterhood. We'll talk about that, but before we get into that, can you give us a little bit of information about Milwaukee Film for those listening that might not know what you guys do?
Sure. So we run two historic cinemas in the Milwaukee area year-round. We've got the Oriental Theater, which is a movie palace that was built in 1927. So we are nearing its 100th anniversary.
Wow.
And then we also operate the Downer Theater, which is less than a mile or just about a mile away up the road. And that's a historic neighborhood theater built in 1919. It's got two screens and it's a very cute sort of old-timey movie theater.
Yeah, great venues. And those are such great venues for the Milwaukee Film Festival.
Yep. And we also have the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival coming up September 18th through 21st. The Milwaukee Film Festival, as you know, just happened in April and May.
Yeah.
So we're coasting out of that now.
That must be a nice kind of deep breath after the Milwaukee Film Festival is over, I would assume.
Yeah, for about a week, and then we're right back into it. So
well,
it doesn't last long.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that, too. Milwaukee Film's mission, and I love this, is to create world-class cinematic experiences that convene diverse communities and catalyze positive change. And I'm paraphrasing here, but you guys focus on community engagement, education programs, and artist development. That's a great, all-encompassing kind of program that must keep you busy all year. Do other cities have a similar organization like Milwaukee Film is?
I think Milwaukee Film is a little bit unique in that we try to do quite a bit. So I've been working in Chicago the past dozen years or so, and Chicago has so many great film organizations. It does seem like more of them are a little bit more focused. You know, like there will be an organization that has a film festival, an organization that's really devoted to helping filmmakers, that kind of thing. And since we're the biggest film organization in Milwaukee, we're obviously focusing on the festival and the year-round programming, but trying to integrate these other elements into that programming as much as we can, like at all times, really.
Absolutely. Tell us about also the Women's Fund of Greater Milwaukee. So this is Cinematic Sisterhood is a program through Milwaukee Film, but sponsored by the Women's Fund of Greater Milwaukee. They've been around for 40 years. Can you talk a little bit about their inception and what they've been doing for that whole time, other than sponsoring events like this?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, I'm somewhat new to the Women's Fund. So I was connected with this opportunity by Ann Reed, who is the, last year she was the interim executive director of Milwaukee Film. And basically, they were trying to find some way to sort of showcase art by women, to do some of the same things, but from a different perspective. So sort of catalyzing conversation, opening up awareness and different kinds of perspectives and bringing people together. So they have this incredible space in Milwaukee where, you know, you're really just invited to come in. You can hang out, you can work there, you can read there, you can chat with, you know, their executive director. And it's really just meant to be an inclusive environment. They have events every month where they are bringing people together to talk about opportunities, to talk about issues, to talk about, they've got an event coming up in November to talk about the science of happiness. So they're really just doing all kinds of multifaceted work. So it was so exciting that this opportunity came up, because I feel like even though we have very different entry points into the kinds of ways we want to be operating within the Milwaukee community, there's also a really natural synergy there.
Wow, that's a great answer. So tell us about Cinematic Sisterhood. Love the title. Whose idea was this? And tell us about the program.
Yeah. So when we started working with the Women's Fund, we started sort of ideating, like, what do we want to do? And we knew we wanted it to be a program that lasted a number of months. So our first screening is going to be July 14th, and that's the documentary She Rises Up. It's directed by a woman named Maureen Castle Tusty. And so she will be coming in to Milwaukee to do a talk back with the film. We're also having a panel of people, different women entrepreneurs who will be at the theater for this talk back. But we're also integrating networking into it. We just want to make it an event. So a place where people can meet people who are currently outside of their, their current circles. And some of this is just like having a friendly and casual space to do this. Some of this is having sort of a structured conversation and a space where people can ask questions, but also using the film as a touch point so that we can see, you know, the resilience of the women in the film and how they've stayed really agile in their different pursuits as a means not just of like inspiring our own journeys, but also making connections globally around the stories that we're seeing in the film, but also the stories and some of the, you know, the trials and tribulations also that we have working in various industries in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, all of that. So that's the first event. And then we're planning events for August, September, October. Right now, the plan is to do kind of a luminary filmmaker event, but we can't say more just yet. And then we're going to have our last event of the series actually in January of 2026.
Wow. Okay. You guys are busy. That's so great. when you say a talk back, the film starts at 6 p.m. You say join us at 5:30 for the networking session. Is there a Q&A after the film, or is that kind of what the event at 5:30 is?
So after the film, there will also be the director will be on hand with, we have several other panelists. So Catherine Dunn of WIBIC, which is the Wisconsin Women, I want to say, I need to look it up. It's WWBIC, and I always forget exactly what those stand for. But she is the president of that organization, and they're very invested in women and entrepreneurship. We have Lashondra Vernon of Prime Solutions, and then also Angela Mallett of a place called Honeybee Sage Apothecary and Wellness. So we're bringing together these other women who are working locally through different angles. So, you know, one of them has a storefront that she uses also as a community space. Lashondra is invested in helping people kind of understand or realize, I think, their own possibilities as entrepreneurs. And Catherine comes at that from a little bit different angle. Stephanie Melnick is going to be the moderator. She runs an organization called She Stands Tall, and they do Women's Entrepreneurship Week every spring. So she'll sort of be wrangling that discussion with the director as well, being part of all of that, to, again, sort of broaden out how we're thinking about this film, not just in terms of the experience of, like, you know, the making of it, but also how does it connect to us locally?
Yeah. My guest is Susan Kearns. She is the executive director of Milwaukee Film, joining us over the phone tonight to talk about Cinematic Sisterhood, a great program that Milwaukee Film has put together, sponsored by the Women's Fund of Greater Milwaukee. So you talk about all the stuff you guys do locally. Like, will any of the films, you know, regarding Cinematic Sisterhood, will you have local directors, or are these all directors you bring from other places? Anything shot in Milwaukee?
The current plan is that all of these folks are coming in from other parts of the United States. We have one person who's international that we're looking at, but we're not quite sure if that's going to be able to happen or not.
Okay. How do people get involved, Susan? If they want to do something with Milwaukee Film or be part of your programs, where would you steer them?
I would steer them to the website. It's just mkefilm.org. Honestly, we are very easy people to reach, and we are very open to, like, being connected with people. So shoot one of us an email. We are always happy to hear new ideas. With this particular series, I really encourage people to just, you know, show up. Show up at 5:30, introduce yourself to me, introduce yourself to whoever's around. It's taking place on a Monday, and on Monday, all of our tickets to the cinemas are $10. So it's also, we're trying to make it very accessible so that everybody's able to join. I believe we're also going to have a little wine tasting and a little alcoholic ice cream tasting.
That'll loosen people up for the networking.
Yeah, exactly, with the event as well. So I think it's just, it's a really good opportunity to meet filmmakers, to meet entrepreneurs, to meet, you know, people at all levels, just who are eager to connect and share their stories.
What would you say about the film community in Milwaukee, A, in general, and B, when it comes to women? Is there a healthy filmmaking atmosphere there, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, there really is. I think often, I think Milwaukee filmmakers don't realize, like, how special the Milwaukee filmmaking community is, in that it is a very, if you want to make a feature in Milwaukee, you can do it in a way that is in many ways easier than in other places. So we just don't have the structure of things like needing permits for every single location and needing, you know, if you go to LA, for example, everybody's so used to having films in and out that they're going to charge you a really high location fee, and they're going to be very, you know, kind of jaded about it. In Milwaukee, it's more like, oh, you want to use our restaurant? Okay. You know, do you also need some food? Like, what hours do you need to be here? How can we help? And it's just, it's an incredibly generous vibe, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who really want other people to succeed. I do think that since it is a smaller market, it is still fairly difficult for, you know, women directors to break through in Milwaukee, women cinematographers to break through in Milwaukee, and maybe especially cinematographers. I've seen a couple of, you know, really a handful of, like, really, really talented folks who were working locally, and they sort of felt like they hit their ceiling in Milwaukee, so they moved to LA to pursue other opportunities. But there's that said, we have a very supportive community, and so I don't think it's insurmountable, and I don't think it's at all intentional. I think it's just a matter of, like, you know, people in film work with the folks that they know. And so it is sort of like you get to know certain people, and of course you're going to, you know, rely on them because they're a known quantity. So it's opening up that a little bit.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with Cinematic Sisterhood. Can't wait to have you back on again.
Yeah, thanks so much, Pete.
You're welcome. All right, we're coming right back to wrap this up. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight live in Madison tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. A few more minutes left here in my final night in Madison. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight. I want to thank my guest tonight. Just so much fun to talk to. Great to talk with Susan Kearns about Cinematic Sisterhood in Milwaukee. Check out Milwaukee Film, folks. If you're in the Milwaukee area, they do great things, not just for the film community, but for the community itself and education and bringing people together. It's a great operation. And of course, they put on the Milwaukee Film Festival every year, and they run the Downer and Oriental Theater, two amazing venues. So definitely check out Milwaukee Film if you're looking to get involved in something. And thank you to Susan Kearns and Robin Ehrlich for setting up the interview. Also, thank you to Kaylin Cole. Also, always fun to have Kaylin on. She was in Green Bay, and this was fun. I got to spend even more time with her this time, and she played a couple tunes. She's got new material coming out in July. I highly recommend. I spent part of the day listening to her music, and she's just, I really feel like she's going to take the world by storm at some point, but either way, she's a very fun person to talk to. That British accent was killing me.
Yeah, she could be a comedian.
Very funny.
Like, you guys were talking how she could be a comedian. She definitely can.
Let's not go that far.
We'd tell her that.
She's hilarious. I love Kaylin. And also, thank you for your text. We got a few more we got to get through here tonight. We'll do that. Steady Eddie. I did read Andrea. Oh, yeah, of course. Shining or Psycho. Yeah, we're not going to do that, Andrea. I'm not going to watch that tonight in my hotel. I'd be too freaked out. Because the Concourse is like an old hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there could be some haunted stuff there.
Probably. I'll have to look at the top 100 most haunted hotels. It might be up there.
Could be on there.
We'll see.
Christine from Slinger says Jaws. Oh, man. Yeah, if you want to have dreams about sharks, Jaws would be it. But that's a great one, Christine, because that's one. And especially, it's the 50th anniversary of Jaws this summer. Actually, just about 5 days ago was the actual 50th anniversary for Jaws. So that's a great one, Christine. Thank you. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, it's Open Range. The scene in the diner when Boss Spearman calls out the sheriff is my favorite. Now, that's a kid's movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Much better for that hour. Even with me and Goodfellas last night. Goodfellas is a depressing movie to watch right before you go to bed. So Open Range, I think any kids movie is great. That's a great one, Tony. Thank you. Chris Sheridan from Janesville says, The Toxic Avenger. Do you know that film?
I've never heard of that film. Let me look it up.
Yeah, let's go to the Google on that one. Thank you, Chris. We'll check that out. Bridget says, great question. Baby Boom or Bourne Identity? Yeah, the Bourne movies. I went on a kick with the Bourne movies like about 5 years ago, where I was kind of obsessed with them again. And now I haven't watched them in about 5 years. And I probably need a few more years to go by. I don't know why. Maybe I overwatched them. But great films and another great hotel movie. Thank you, Bridget. Steady Eddie says, Pete, movie I got to watch when I should be sleeping, A Few Good Men. Yes, that is one of mine, Steady Eddie. I agree with you. He says, I can handle the truth. But getting up in the morning feels like a Colonel Jessup. Getting up in the morning feels like a Colonel Jessup ordered a code red. Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie always brings it. Thank you, buddy. That's a great one. Tony the Trucker says Open Range is a Western. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But we were looking at the Toxic Avenger. That's what we were also looking at.
What is the Toxic Avenger?
And it looks like there's a film from 2023, and it's kind of just like a they said it's not part of the Marvel universe.
Okay.
And it's just kind of a separate character, kind of a low-budget, you know, comic book series that was made into a movie. And it's just kind of like a toxic adventure. Literally, what you think it would be is exactly what it would be.
Okay.
Or at least that's what it says on the good old Google here.
Is it like a one of those post-apocalyptic films? Or
I don't think so. It's okay. It kind of reminds me of just like a Marvel movie. That's kind of what it does.
All right. Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for all your texts tonight, folks. Always love when you guys are part of the show. It makes it that much more fun. Dom, I got to thank you for filling in. This has been fun, but I will say.
You miss Conrad, don't you?
Not yet. No, I don't. Not. Well, sure, I always miss Conrad. He's the lovable producer, but you're the ethnically ambiguous producer. And I'm not missing Conrad. I've enjoyed this, and I hope we get to work together again. I'm sure we will. But I do want to say your bosses or the guys you work with said they might show up here tonight.
They did, and they never did. I thought Gordy at least. I thought at least Gordy would be the person, you know, he would be the bigger man, step up and come into the studio.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him tomorrow morning.
Tell him I'm upset.
I'm gonna tell him you're upset.
I may have to move this chair down a few notches so he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah,
when he
block
comes
him on all socials. That'll really get him too.
We're only Facebook friends. Boy, he gets a lot of flack for his Facebook posts. They're kind of fun to read.
Yeah, they are.
And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should defend Gordy here. And then I'm like, nope. I am so done with social media political arguments. Not going to do it. Tony the Trucker says, Robert Duvall. Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a great actor. Open Range with Robert Duvall. I've never seen it. I've never even heard of it. Or I probably heard of it, but just forgotten about it. But that's a great one. All right. So you got to say, that's your homework. You got to say hi to John and Gordy.
Will do.
And, next time I'm in town, I'll catch those guys, I hope. I want to have them back on the show. They've always been fun. They did the popcorn pick of the week once.
You got to let me know. Yeah, you got to let me know when you're back in town so I can just keep harping on them to actually, you know, hey.
Absolutely.
You know, see Pete, please. Yeah. Please. He wants to see you, I think. Yeah.
He's a friend. He's a friend of the show.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, I've got Linda Fortunato, folks, from Peninsula Players. She'll tell us what's coming up. And then Katie Compton from the Mulva Cultural Center in Green Bay joins me in the studio back on the home court in Green Bay. Thank you to all my guests. Thank you to, are we good? How are we doing on time?
We got one more minute.
We got a minute?
We got one more whole minute.
How am I supposed to fill a minute?
Yeah, I don't know
prepared
what we're going to say.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing else to say.
Oh my God.
It's just a lazy Tuesday, right?
It's a lazy
normal
Tuesday.
At least it's not raining though, you know, that it makes up for it.
That's true. I won't get soaked when I go home. Also on Thursday, folks, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Tom Clark. I just did a read through of a script another friend of the show, Rich Tallarico, put on over Zoom, and Tom played the lead role, and he was hilarious. So Tom's going to make the popcorn pick of the week on Thursday, and of course, Bar Band Friday night with Terry Barr. Always fun as well. I hope you all have a wonderful night throughout the state of Wisconsin. And on behalf of the ethnically ambiguous producer, Dom, I'm Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.